Distorted View Daily proudly presents 80s gay porn star Jeff Stryker trying his hand at country music.
Work out a straight man, your butt feels great.
Don't worry, I'll never tell.
When we eat next time, maybe you'll try mine. But for now, let's hear you yell. Off you in the pooper, buddy, until I hear you squeal. If it hurts first, that'll pass, and then you'll see it's no big deal. We'll do the doggy style, so get on your paws. Yeah, turn around and kneel. Yeah, pop you in the pooper, buddy. Let's see how good it feels. And it's gonna feel good. Yeah, shake it. You shuffle it around. I like you for work.
Hey Freaks, it's Friday, September 8th, 2017. Coming up on the program today, how to get me to buy a product. Infer elderly abuse. Plus, gasping for air after deep dicking. Insensitive songs to play for hurricane victims. And geishal scanning complete. All coming up today on DV.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Timothy Henson is charged with killing two people on Highway 101 over the holiday weekend.
Yes, Tim Henson, ending the week with a Friday show. Got a good one for you. At the top of the program, I wanted to say thanks to everyone who is participating in our subreddit over there at distortedview.reddit.com. There's like 1,100 of you. Most of you are like me, you're lurkers. A couple of you actually post a lot of great links over there. And one of them I wanted to share with you has got to be one of the most fantastic commercials of all time. It really has everything. Robots, near-deads, and ice cream. Whatever the product is, I'm buying. You got me. Truth be told, I know what the commercial is for. It's for ice cream, not some sort of robot assassin service you use to eliminate grandma for being such a financial burden. Those nursing homes are expensive. That's my business plan. Currently looking for investors. Think about it. Old people are afraid of technology. What is scarier to them than robots? Except maybe black people. Robots won't, like, leave DNA or fingerprints around. It's a clean kill. And if for some reason there's, radio frequency interference, or the robot malfunctions, doesn't complete its task, the old person's just gonna look crazy going to police saying, "That robot tried to kill me!" It's genius. This commercial, though, is equally as genius. In it, an old woman is alone in a futuristic type room. She's like asleep. She sort of comes to. Obviously, she was drugged. Here comes the robot.
Oh. Hello.
Good morning. It is time for ice cream.
The robot arm, you know, sticks out a spoonful of ice cream, and she eats it. Who wouldn't take ice cream?
What's good? What to
eat the ice cream?
Another spoonful.
Where am I?
Humans require ice cream.
What is this place?
Eat the ice cream.
I don't want any more.
Eat the ice cream.
How long have I been here?
You're so...
Think about how great this commercial is. We've got an old woman denying... She's being force-fed ice cream. And she actually says, in the commercial for ice cream, I don't want any more ice cream. This is genius. It probably goes against everything you learn in marketing school or whatever. The product is always good. It should be seen in a positive light. You shouldn't show people, like, shaking their head, keeping their mouth closed. No, I don't want any more ice cream. I don't want your product.
Okay.
Ice cream.
I don't want any more.
The ice cream.
How long have I been here?
You're so hungry for delicious ice cream.
Get that away from me.
Well, she pushes the spoon out of the robot hand.
Ice cream.
Probably a bad move if you've ever seen, you know, any futuristic movie with robots. They're programmed to do a specific thing, in this case, feeding old people ice cream. And when they can't complete their directive, they're going to go bonkers.
You're
so hungry for delicious ice cream.
Get that away from me. Where's Steven?
Come on, really? Where's my husband?
Where's Steven?
Then the chest cavity of the robot opens to expose an ice cream cone. And the ice cream cone is then shoved in the woman's face. It's presented to the woman.
Everyone you love is gone. There is only ice cream.
And the camera pans out. This is for Halo Top Delicious Local Ice Cream, which, you know, if you guys are ice cream fans, you should know the name Halo Top. It's a popular brand. As a matter of fact, I just read that it overtook Ben and Jerry's, right, as like the top ice cream brand. I can see why. Oh my god, that ending shot is so this. I love this commercial. I want it on a constant fucking loop. There's just a bunch of robots rolling around aimlessly in the room, and the grandmother starts screaming.
Eat the ice.
Oh my god, it's so great. And that song, ice cream, is all you need. Totally gonna try this ice cream now. All right. Oh, you're torturing old people? Yeah, I'm in. I'm gonna support that company. All right. I just thought you guys would find that interesting, entertaining. Yesterday we played Flat Earth Country Music. Another Redditor posted some Flat Earth rap. Apparently, like Neil deGrasse Tyson and Paul Michael Bales, I don't know who that is, made a rap song, you know, debunking flat earthers or something, and this is the flat earth response.
I'm in. Hey, what's going on? What's in raps now? I'm flowing on with a song. For your mom, tell her Earth's flat and her ass is the bomb. Tell her Iraq sells crack to Iran. Tell her I'll be back with a smack for her son. Then tell her she's fat like a Renaissance cunt. Tell her she's whack like a 90s pun. Then start a cold clap when the rap's all done. Tell her all that, then tell her one more. Tell her that you were the son of a whore. When she asks Sue and tells you to snitch.
This guy is angry and vulgar, and he's getting personal. Neil deGrasse Tyson's mom is not a cunt. All right, let's stick to the topic at hand here. Flat Earth shit.
Tell her their son is a son of a bitch. Anyway. It's me, Yoga Guy, weaponized version 2.3. Here to bring truth to the unwashed masses. Force you to put on your they live glasses. What you see? Was I right? The Earth's fucking flat, Holocaust denied. Hitler was cool and not a bad guy. Talmudic Jews have control of your mind. Masons are tools, singing Shalom Lahaim. Jesuits too, they're the Vatican kind. The presidents come from a royal bloodline. Well, the Jews.
Everyone hates the Jews and Jesuits.
Jews, which fool's ass is a sign. The government's leading in mafia crime. The word broken down means control over the mind. They probably would kill me for making this rhyme. And when they do that, take the hint as a sign. The Dubé was right all along the whole time.
This video, by the way, has over 107,000 views. YouTube is a scary place. If you start watching these Flat Earth videos, you will see, like, videos that have millions of views. Like, there are hundreds of thousands of Flat Earthers.
Once you go flat, there's no going back. The plan of attack is stick to the facts. The whole thing will fall when we give up the ball and prove that the Earth isn't moving at all. So it's time to commit, put an end to this shit. Draw lines in the sand, take sides with the fam, with the minds of...
Oh, Flat Earthers believe that the Earth isn't moving at all. It's not spinning or anything. So I guess they believe the sun kind of like circles the Earth.
And show lies when the man realizes that the plan is to take all they can. Educate yourself first, then take a stand so you can demand the truth and command the proof in your hands. When nukes on the damn melt, you can remain calm and say you're all wrong. It's a fact. The earth is flat, bitch. NASA stole trillions and gave you CGI pics.
I may have asked this before. I'm just ignoring all of his flat earth nonsense. But is there such a thing as Satanist music that's not like hardcore death metal? Like, are there Satanist songs that are in the genre of country or R&B? That is your homework assignment this weekend, freaks. Find me some Satan music in a variety of genres. Hey, this weekend, big weekend for Florida.
Our most fucked up state.
Yeah, things are about to get wet and wild over there. Hurricane Irma is approaching. If you haven't heard the news, I've got DV's very own retarded weatherman here with all the deets.
This is Frankie McDonald, my own TV station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Attention, citizens of Miami, Florida. Attention, citizens of Tampa, Florida. Attention, citizens.
This is like one time where his ear piercing screaming is appropriate and appreciated. Like, people need to hear this. Hey! People in Miami!
It's of Orlando, Florida!
Move the fuck upstate!
Attention, citizens of rest of Florida! Hurricane warning has been issued for Florida! Winds are gonna be up to 200 plus kilometers per hour! It's gonna do a lot of damage! People in Florida!
People in Florida don't know kilometers!
You have to be prepared for.
Know your audience, Frankie!
Hurricane, it's gonna happen on Saturday, September 9th and Sunday, September 10th, 2017. Hurricane will be so powerful in Florida and may destroy a lot of houses. Make sure to be prepared. All kinds of transformers will be destroyed. They'll do a lot of damage to Florida.
And don't forget to buy your Frankie McDonald bobblehead.
People in Florida, be prepared.
Jesus.
Make sure
right,
if your medical kit's ready, flashlights ready. Crank up radio ready. Generator's ready.
Joey told me this. Well, he didn't tell me. He posted. I don't talk to Joey. I learn everything I know about Joe. I learn on his Facebook post. But he found out something smart. He went to the Walmart looking for duct tape. Apparently, you need duct tape in hurricane situations. I don't know why. You know, maybe something falls apart. Or maybe, you know, it helps with leaks. You know, put the duct tape up. I don't know. Whatever. But he is like, he went to Walmart. There's no duct tape. You go to the hardware section, the tape section. I never purchased tape. I don't know where it would be. All the duct tape was sold out, right? But then his queer senses started tingling, and he's like, ha ha! I shall check the crafting section, right, where like fabrics are at and other craft things. And there's a whole wall of brightly colored and patterned duct tape. Apparently, duct tape is used in crafts now. And all of the different varieties were there. So if you're in Florida and you're desperate for duct tape, check the crafts section. Just a homosexual homemaker tip from Distorted Views, Joey D.
Ding.
He should make YouTube videos like Frankie McDonald. Just scream gay little tips. Just the tip. Speaking of just the tip, I've got a porn clip here of a black guy nailing a white chick from behind. He uses more than just the tip. Also, I guess it's not important that we know the race. But, you know, I want to paint a picture so you guys get a visual image in your head of what's going on. The reason why I'm featuring this clip, I mean, it's pretty standard. He's just, you know, fucking her. But she makes these noises that makes it seem like she's gasping for air after sucking dick. But she doesn't have a dick in her mouth. She's just like getting fucked from behind. And I don't know if he's like taking her breath away or something. But every few seconds she's like. You know, like that. All right. So take a listen here. See what I mean? Right there. It's weird because. Okay. It's really weird because there's a second black guy, or just guy, depending how racial you want me to get, who is in front. So she's on her knees, guy's fucking her from behind. There's another guy up by her head with his dick near her face, but she's not sucking it.
Oh my God!
In the mouth.
Black guy keeps going like, in the mouth, in the mouth. This is why I'm here.
This is my big scene. You're supposed to suck my dick. Otherwise, I'm just, you know, rooting the other guy on. It really is pretty inconsiderate of this woman. I mean, I realize she's drunk on dick at this point. She's being rendered retarded. But still, there's a guy right in front of your face with a big hard dick. You're supposed to suck it. You're a whore. Come on. Spell this out. Now he's just taking his dick and slapping her face with it. I'm like, I gotta do something.
That dick.
Take in your mouth.
Dude, listen to that.
That dick.
Take in your mouth.
See, she's gasping as if there was a dick in her mouth. The dick hasn't touched her fucking lips yet. This is fascinating.
That dick.
Take in your mouth.
Still no dick in her mouth. She needs to get that checked out. I think her throat is collapsing or something. All right, so now the other guy who's fucking her from behind is actually forcing her head down on the dick, right? He's trying to help his friend out. I like this guy who's fucking from behind, right? He's a take charge kind of man. He gets what he wants. Wait, and he still can't get that. I have a feeling that dick must stink or something, and she's trying to be polite about it. Because even when the guy who's fucking her from behind is like trying to jam her head down on the dick, she like looks away. She like tries to like pretend to fall, you know, collapse onto the bed because she's getting fucked so hard.
Get back on my dick.
Get your ass up.
Wait,
hey. Get your ass
up. Fuck, I'm coming. Fuck you.
Right as her face was like near his dick, she's like, all of a sudden she's coming now. She can't suck dick. Oh. There she goes. Finally, she's on it. But she like, sucked her for 2 seconds and she's gasping, not because she was sucking dick. She barely got the tip in and then she took her mouth off. And then a couple seconds later, she started gasping. What is going on? This is a mystery. All right, now there's a cut, and she's on her back getting fucked in the pussy. Still not sucking dick, by the way. It's almost like she's burping. Which is kind of screaming. More of a scream now than a gasp. The other guy has given up. He's not even in the shot anymore. Maybe she has a sore throat or bronchitis or something. He's finishing up here. More gasps. Now that I can sort of understand, like, she's out of breath. Like, it's hard fucking. Yeah, that definitely sounds. Look at that. A little hoarse, right? I obviously watch porn for the right reasons. What's wrong with this woman's voice? Let's diagnose her. All right, in with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow? Shame on you. Sign up, become a true and honorable freak today. The Sideshow is DV's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs, about 3,000 shows, strong and growing every day.
3,000 shows and growing.
Flintstone vitamins covered in shit. And they queef when you crunch down on them. I don't know what I'm talking about. You get access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do exclusive shows just for paying freaks. Yesterday, you heard Satan DJing on an FM radio station. I played lots of ridiculous, Christian clips. Shit about Satan's frequency. And how anyone who is critical of Trump is a child molester. Good stuff. Check it out. Go to superfreaksideshow.com. Memberships are only $6.99 a month. Even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. Again, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I can't tell if Rush Limbaugh is an idiot himself, or he just knows how dumb his audience is. He went on his show earlier this week and was like, friends, don't get all worked up over this hurricane stuff, because these are people who just want to push their climate change agenda. I actually have the audio here.
The reason that I am leery of forecasts this far out.
All right, first of all, it was already a hurricane when Rush was talking, right? It was like, I don't know, category 4 or 5, kind of a big deal. And didn't it already strike some of the Caribbean islands, like and decimate one of the smaller ones? Like, yeah, okay, we don't know exactly where the hurricane's going to strike, but it's not looking good.
Folks, is because I see how the system works. Now, I don't mean this to be...
Boy, he is sounding bad, isn't he?
A personal attack on anybody. But the one thing that's undeniable throughout our culture is that everything has been politicized.
All right, let me fast forward to where he starts talking about the hurricane.
Fastest and best ways to do it. You can accomplish a lot just by creating fear and panic. You don't even need the hurricane to hit anywhere. All you need is to create the fear and panic accompanied by talk that climate change...
Well, he's kind of like doing the opposite, right? He's creating doubt by talking about it.
It's causing hurricanes to become more frequent and bigger and more dangerous, and you create the panic and its mission accomplished, agenda advanced.
But this is like what... There's already the hurricane, right? It's already a thing. It's here. The question is, like, is it going to, you know, swing up and hit Florida, or is it going to miss it?
Now, how do you do this? Well, in a number of ways. Let's take South Florida television, for example.
By the way, South Florida, like Miami residents have to evacuate now because it's imminent that hurricane's going to...
There is a symbiotic relationship between retailers and local media.
I knew Kohl's had something to do with this. Blame JCPenney for this fucking hurricane.
And it's related to money. It revolves around money. You have major, major industries and businesses which prosper during times of crisis and panic.
That's true. I probably, right? They gouge people on bottled water because people need that stuff to live. That's why, like, if I lived in Florida, wouldn't you just always have a supply of this so you wouldn't have to go scrambling last second?
Such as a...
Morons. By the way, this is a separate argument. Like, climate change... And if the media is trying to hype up a hurricane, I guess they're saying like the media is in cahoots with retailers, because if the media hypes up a hurricane, it'll create panic and people will then go shopping. The point of all of this is it was a ballsy move for Rush Limbaugh to go on the air a couple days ago. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before. And say this because it was almost a sure thing that the hurricane was going to cause some sort of issue in Florida. And I think where's Rush Limbaugh do his stuff? Palm Beach. Of course he has a house in Palm Beach.
Fuck you if you're not from Palm Beach County.
So, like, knowing that the hurricane was probably going to get to Florida, wouldn't Rush Limbaugh be afraid, like, oh, my audience is gonna think I'm a fucking moron if, like, the next day I'm like, oh, the hurricane's coming, sorry. Looking pretty bad. Disregard everything I said. I don't know if Rush Limbaugh typically apologizes on his show for the things he says, or if he's wrong very often. In this case, though, he's very wrong, because he got on the air after, you know, people started criticizing him for saying all this stuff, because what he was doing was, he was like giving people this false sense of security. Well, if Rush Limbaugh says the hurricane's not that big of a deal, I'll just stay here. I'll hunker down, right? So then on Thursday, he was like, you know what? It's going to affect Florida no matter where it goes. And the effects of Florida, depending on where, it's going to be damaging. All right. Are you happy now? I'm a responsible broadcaster. Well, then on Friday, he's like, there's not going to be a show Monday. We're like, I'm going to have to record the show from somewhere else because I have to evacuate. He should be forced to sit in the middle of the street on a lawn chair all weekend. He's so confident that this hurricane is a hoax. Limbaugh said that it would also be legally impossible to do his program on Friday.
Oh, I guess that was, I guess he recorded this on Thursday, right? They wanted him out on Friday. Please evacuate as we are now telling you. That's according to County Administrator Virginia Baker, while urging residents to move to a local shelter or stay with family. Rush Limbaugh said on his show, I may as well announce this. I'm not going to get into details because of the security nature of things. You're not a Kardashian. No one cares what you're doing. All right. I don't want people to know where I'm going, you know, for security. It turns out there will not that we will not be able to do the program here tomorrow, Limbaugh said on his nationally syndicated radio program on Thursday. We'll be on the air next week, folks, from parts unknown. Conservative political commentator and author Mark Stein filled in for Limbaugh on Friday. As he was running scared away from the state. All right, second story we have for you today. Bad news for homosexuals who one day fear fruits will be rounded up and sent to concentration camps. It's now easier than ever to detect a pole smoker. Artificial intelligence can now accurately identify a person's sexual orientation by analyzing photos of their face. Gay face is a real thing. Stanford University's study, which is set to be published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology and was first reported in The Economist, found that machines had a far superior gaydar when compared to humans. The machine intelligence tested in the research could correctly infer between gay and straight men 81% of the time and 74% of the time for women. In contrast, human judges performed much worse than the sophisticated computer software, identifying the orientation of men 61% of the time and guessing correctly 54% of the time for women. I'm waiting for this technology to filter down to an iPhone app. That should be fun. You know, the problem is gays think everyone is gay, and straight women tend to be oblivious that their boyfriend is gay. They choose to monetize this technology, these people are going to be very, very rich. The research has prompted critics to question the possible use of this type of machine intelligence, both in terms of the ethics of facial detection technology and whether it can be used to violate a person's privacy. I wonder how good this software is at detecting black people's sexual orientation. That adds a whole extra layer of complexity because, you know, the facial detection software and hardware has been notoriously awful with African-American skin tones. Remember that HP computer that refuses to recognize when a black person is in the room? I can't find a face! Michael Kaczynski and Yulin Wang, the lead researchers of the study, suggested the software was able to find subtle differences in facial structure between gay and straight people, and therefore could accurately conclude their sexual orientation. Their facial structures are different. Take that, Christians! This isn't a mental disorder. There are physical differences. The shape of my chin made me a fag. All right, I have had a lot of comments that my chin is extra gay. And for some reason, men love to suck on my chin when they can find it. At this point, I can have multiple men sucking on my chins.
Being fat is great.
The Stanford University researchers found that gay men and women typically had gender atypical features and expressions. Oh, the computer says I look like a girl. All right. While a person's grooming style also factored in. Oh, I wonder if that computer could tell if I'm gay. I don't think I look gay, and I have horrible grooming style. All right, essentially suggesting gay women appeared more masculine and vice versa for men. When the AI reviewed 5 images of a person's face rather than 1, the results were even more convincing. 91% of the time with men and 83% of the time with women. The paper indicated its findings showed strong support for the theory that a person's sexual orientation stems from the exposure to various hormones before birth. The AI's success rate in comparison to human judges also appeared to back the concept that female sexual orientation is more fluid. When it comes to fluids, women reign supreme. It's one of the reasons I'm gay. Ladies are too juicy, spewing forth liquids from all sorts of holes and stuff. All right, final story we have for you today. Guess who's in trouble? and was forced to apologize, the Atlanta Braves. Is it because their mascot is a piss-poor representation of a Native American? Is their mascot a Native American? I don't follow sports. Whatever. The Braves did a... No, it's not because of their name or possibly their mascot. If I were the Braves, and I'm also assuming that they're in Atlanta, right? At one point, they were the Atlanta Braves. Anyway, if I were the Atlanta Braves, I would change my mascot because, you know, Braves doesn't have to mean Indian or Native American, right? I would make my mascot strong black women because no one is braver than them, especially considering everything they had to go through. So I would create mascots of, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 black women and really exaggerate their features so people far back in the bleachers can see that these characters are supposed to be black women. I think that would alleviate any controversy. All right, the Braves did good. Wait, I'm sorry. The Braves did a good turn by offering those fleeing Hurricane Irma for Atlanta free tickets to any of 4 games they'll be playing against the Marlins from Thursday through Sunday. Okay, so what's the problem here? That means there were probably some Irma refugees in the stands for Thursday night's game. That was one of the games that Irma refugees could see for free. That likely reality makes this song a poor choice for the between earnings entertainment. So here we go. Do you recognize this? It's that Scorpions classic. Rock you like a hurricane. That's what the Braves played between innings on Thursday night against the Marlins. You know, while Hurricane Irma was bearing down on the southern region of Florida. Not surprisingly, it wasn't hard to find people who were outraged by this because, you know, people are outraged by everything. I think this is funny, but okay. Here I am. Rock you like a hurricane. The Atlanta Braves, I'd be like, hey, Irma bitches, you're watching this game for free. Now you want an apology too? All right, so here are some comments left on Twitter. Poor taste award tonight goes to the Braves at the game against Miami, and they're playing Rocky like a hurricane between innings. Cheese Dog tweeted, screw the freaking Atlanta Braves for playing Rocky like a hurricane against the Marlins. So unclassy. No respect. Chris tweeted, Braves, probably could have picked a better song than Rock You Like a Hurricane today, while a hurricane is about to hit Florida. And finally, here's another tweet, and then you play an insensitive song, Rock You Like a Hurricane, really shameful. Spokesman for the team, I guess, or an official, said that that song should have been pulled before the series began. Apparently, Rock You Like a Hurricane's played all the time, or, you know, frequently, and they just forgot to take it out of rotation. A lot of people have said that they've heard the song before being played at baseball games, so, you know, it's not that big of a deal. Although, I love the way this news story ends. Hopefully, no one on the run from Irma was genuinely affected by it. Affected by the song, not the hurricane. He's talking about the song. Hopefully, the person who has fled Florida and is watching the baseball game and heard this song was not affected by it. Hopefully no one had a nervous breakdown. Hopefully no one needs to go and get one of those therapy dogs now. Because, you know, the Braves played Rock You Like a Hurricane. Good fucking Christ! Bunch of babies! Country of babies! I hope a hurricane strikes every one of you down! Pelting you with rain and wind. Alright, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you freaks. Many ways to contact the show. Of course, our voicemail line is 206-666-4463. You can also email me, show@distortedview.com, if you run across something funny, maybe a piece of audio or video you think would be good for the show, or a news story. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram @distortedview, and find me on Facebook, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. Now a few voicemails.
Shagoo, Tim. This is Sideshow member Diggin' Nuts, and I am just listening to a lot of the old episodes.
Yep.
Really old. I think, like, I'm in like your second or third year.
Yeah, the problem is when you listen to the current shows and then you go back and listen to the very, very, very early shows, it's excruciating, isn't it?
And there's what is it, Sophia?
Oh, yeah, Tranny. I don't remember her name. It was, I can't remember what she went by. Slave Girl Sophia. She calls herself a tranny. That was back when the term tranny was acceptable.
Sexual woman Sophia, who has been calling in a lot and talking to you a lot.
Yeah.
And I just want to know, does she die? Because you don't mention her at all.
She died of tranny-related injuries.
Anymore, and I'm worried she might...
Look, I mean, those shows were... What, 12 years ago? 11 years ago? Chances are she doesn't listen to the program anymore, or maybe she went back to being a man or is now a woman, or maybe she went from being a man to a woman back to a man to a woman again. Who knows? I don't know how often you can transition.
Should I not get attached to her character?
Because she just, you know, people call into the show for a long time, and then some go away, and then some come back again. I don't know. Maybe she could be listening. She may have just gone, silent. Slave Girl Sophia, if you are still around, make yourself known.
Hello, Hansanovich. Hello, freak. This is Vladimir Putin. I call with my very own You Know You're a Freak Len moment as I am watching television coverage.
What happened? Remember like a couple months ago, Vladimir Putin was like, hey, your show's not very good anymore. I need to stop listening or something like that. Why didn't he stop listening?
Very own You Know You're a Freak Len moment.
Didn't he say something like that? Or he's like, I'm getting... I don't
Blitzville.
Remember. Some criticism.
I see the stormtroopers from alt-right pushing against Antifa. And in between is Virginia State Police. They have VSP, Virginia State Police, on all...
Are we just getting to the Charlottesville thing in the voicemail line? This was, August 15th.
Is Virginia State Police.
Wow.
They have VSP, Virginia State Police, on all of their shields and their helmets. And my first thought is, Virgin Sex Pet has his own militia. Hope everyone is, well, running her up.
Yeah, what does a Virgin Sex Pet think about what happened in Charlottesville? I don't know why I care, but VSB, call in with your thoughts. Are you on the side of Antifa?
Kimmy Boo, I am confused. You were just playing that guy who was reviewing some sort of fleshlight with a sponge in it. And he was giving it a bad review, and then he said, fuck this sponge. Well, I'm getting mixed messages. Does he mean to fuck the sponge or not fuck the sponge? I'm totally confused by that.
Yeah, your guess is as good as mine. I don't think fucking the sponge felt good. And also, you don't make sure not to use the scrubby side of the sponge.
Hey, fag.
Hello?
Had to. Hey, what's up, Kimmy Boo? It's Rob from Texas, a proud sideshow member. I don't know why I didn't sign up sooner. Hopefully this one will make it on the fucking free side. The last one got played on the sideshow. Sign up, you fucking queer bags. Anyways, I got a little trivia for you. When did you first talk about, on the podcast, doing the podcast for a living? Let you have a little bit of time.
The first time I talked, I'm going to say it. The first time I actually mentioned it on the show was probably close to when I was going to move away. I would say September of 2006 or October.
Well, then I know you're going to pause it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I did.
So the answer is when you were talking about how you had some black mold of death.
Oh, yeah.
Your wall.
Oh, it's funny you mentioned that. I just ran across a picture of me, of our bathroom at the time, and the black mold of death in there.
February 14th, 2006 episode, just past the 18-minute mark. You talked about if everyone gave you a dollar, you'd make $1,000 a month. And you could...
That means I had 1,000 listeners? That's all I had back then? Oh, my God. That's about what I have now. I've got double that now. Wow. Well, it's interesting to see how DV grown. So if everyone gave me a dollar, I'd have $1,000, and that was going to be enough for me to quit my job? I know I was making more than $1,000 a month. I mean, I had a shitty job.
So just past the 18 mark, if gave you a dollar, you'd make $1,000 a month, and you could live off of the podcast.
Really?
So, yep.
Are you sure that I said that right? Maybe I meant like $2.
There you go. You.
That is crazy. I was probably, well, I was at that time, how much was I paying in rent? Because I had Joey as a roommate, and I think we were both paying like 400 and something a month. All right. And I had, did I have a car payment at that point? I probably had my Volkswagen, which was, I don't know how much that payment was, $300 a month, 200. And then food and bills. I don't know. I don't know if I could have lived off of $1,000 a month. Wow, that's interesting. All right, well, thank you very much for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God is no God.
Everyone you love is gone. There is only ice cream.
Spread the distortion, STD, to all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I'll be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
And they round here fucking these handicapped women. And fucking these handicapped niggas and they asshole coming to deliver services to their house. They is delivering cable and they delivering TVs, but they also delivering cables and motherfuckers asshole. I don't know how they get them up. They need to, personally, I'm not, they need to be shamed or they still.